what came across to me so powerfully in this documentary again was the integrity of the struggle of the Arkinson family and the way they have conducted themselves in every respect in order to get at the truth. Get at the truth in relation to Howard and that, and the many obstacles that seem to be placed in their way all the way along the line, in particular by the RUC and that at the time, that seemed to sort of, if anything, you know, divert the attention away from Howard, and that to the extent that for that family having lost their sister, quite rightly, as you have said, they have suffered tremendously by the actions of the security forces at that time, and the way that they would have carried out a search then again too on Kathleen's own home. You know, it was such a tremendous
experience. Damaging. The effects of that, when you're seeking justice and to have that type of attention on your own property, is unbelievable. As it relates to the police investigation, let's not forget Howard, a child rapist, and he was on bail at the time for a series of violent sexual offences against another teenager, this when he killed Arlene. If we go back to the investigation, though, at that time and the delay in speaking to him, he was alibied by his partner at that time, Pat Quinn. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of time has passed and we can't really go back in time to look at it. Is that a defence, do you think, a defence for the police in their delay in speaking to this person? Because he was given effectively a rock-solid alibi, albeit from only one person he was in a relationship with.
Well, I don't think that is the case. What I found really intriguing last night was when the police in England were investigating another murder, that on the basis of an 18-second phone call, they were able to identify the name Howard, and through their own systems, straight away, the very fact that he had a record as long as your arm in relation to child offences, sexual offences and so on, so that that on the basis of that, they were able to attach Howard both to the murder in England and then to what has happened in the Castlederg area as well. Now, those same systems were available to the likes of the RUC and that in the north of Ireland, so that if they had have conducted their research at the very outset at the time that Arlene went missing, it was quite obvious by that stage that Howard had a record, that Howard was implicated in other...
And the last adult to be in her company, which, you know, the last person to be in contact with the victim is obviously, you know, elevated to number one suspect. Add into that his history and the crimes he was guilty of or charged with, and you throw everything at that suspect, don't you?
So all the more reason that whilst... one knows that we can't bring Arlene back, that yet and all the Arkinson family totally deserve a public inquiry into how that whole investigation was conducted by the RUC at that time. I would totally support them.
Because of course, you know, Howard's dead, and he took... Arlene's final we hope it's not her final resting place, but where she is, he took that information with him. There's no other he's the only one we believe that knows where she is. That's pretty much accepted, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately that is the case, and that the likelihood of any other evidence coming to light, you know, probably is very, very slim.
Yeah.
And especially too at that time, and what was put out in the programme, the very car that Howard was driving, and probably the car that would have been used for even, we'll say, the disposal of a body, that would have been subject to forensic evidence had they addressed this investigation in the proper way from the outset.
Yeah. So
that would have helped them to identify maybe a location.
Yeah. The flaws and the failings, finally, Manisha, the flaws and the failings of this investigation seem quite clear because you've just outlined them. At this point, then, what would an inquiry, what would it achieve effectively?
At least, if nothing else, it would maybe bring some comfort to the Arkinson family because what it was that they had been saying, what it was that they had been crying from the rooftops for long enough that maybe even other people were wondering, well, you know, to what extent is there truth in all of this? But it was quite obvious from that programme last night that what Kathleen Arkinson has been saying from the outset in terms of the way that the security forces had conducted themselves and what they subjected that family to as well was horrendous in every respect. And that, as I said at the outset of this interview, the integrity of Kathleen's struggle deserves a public inquiry.